Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. is able.
I know that he is able.
And you know, I can't find any words to say. You know what I'm saying? Hey, hey.
Something that only the Lord can give you. Joy is something that cannot be taken away from you. Joy is something on the inside of you. All right, I'm going to stop, amen. But I just thank God for you. I'm just so happy and I'm excited. I'm just right now, I just thank God because I didn't have to be here. He didn't have to wake me up this morning, but he saw fit for me to get up. And so because he saw fit for me to get up this morning, I'm going to give him all praise that he so rightfully deserves. I'm not going to just sit down and clap my hands. I'm going to stand up and stomp my feet. I'm going to stand up and use my voice. I'm going to stand up and praise God because my God is just too good. I don't know about you, but I'm thankful. Amen.
Well, amen.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. It is Sunday, January 31st. Mm-hmm. Amen. I am your host, Pastor D. Welcome to the Jubilee Affair and the Fuse Memorial Worship Experience. Amen. It is a true blessing to be here on this Sunday morning. Amen. But we're going to get things moving. Amen. Because we know that the Spirit has a word for us on this morning. Amen. So, Minister Tremaine, will you please bless us with a song?
Yes, amen, amen, amen. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Jesus, blessed Savior, he's worthy to be praised. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Jesus, blessed Savior, oh, he's worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, he's worthy. Jesus is worthy. He's worthy to be praised. Glory, glory in all things. Give him glory. Jesus, blessed Savior. Oh, he's worthy to be praised. God is our rock, hope of salvation. a strong deliverer. In him will I always trust. Glory in all things. Give him glory. Jesus, blessed Savior. Oh, he's worthy to be praised. Jesus, blessed Savior. He's worthy to be praised. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We shall now have our affirmation of faith by Minister Lisa Green, followed by our invocation by Minister Rosalind Thomas, and our scripture by Reverend Patricia Johnson.
In whom do we believe? I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he arose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Good morning, saints. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Heavenly Father, quiet our minds and still our hearts, for your living ways are all we seek. Strengthen our lives, inspire our spirits in your living waters. Flow endlessly, grace. Father, thank you that you have brought each of us safely to this place. We gladly surrender our lives to you in worship and praise. As we gather, we remember those who are not with us today. For those who are sick, we ask for healing. And for those away from us, we ask for your blessings to be on them. We invite your beautiful Holy Spirit to move freely among us. Touch and anoint the speaker of the hour, Reverend Dr. Devine. Bless this radio station, Hakeem and Michelle, so we can hear a word from you, Father. Come dwell in each of our hearts. Equip us, challenge us, comfort us, teach us. Inspire us as we learn more about your majestic ways. Father, as we meet now, may we behold your beauty and encounter your grace. Let us come in his presence with thanksgiving. We ask all this in the mighty and matchless and wonderful name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen.
I am reading Matthew Chapter 16, 13 to the 20 verse from King James Version. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And they said, "Some said that thou art John the Baptist, Elijah, and other Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." He said unto them, "But whom say ye that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed are thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I said unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gate of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Then charged he his disciples that they should tell no man that he was Jesus the Christ. The word from God to his people. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Minister Tremaine, Minister Lisa, Minister Rossman, and Reverend Patricia. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. We shall now have a greeting from our missionary president and acknowledgement of our missionaries by Sister Gail Blakeney.
Good morning, everyone. As Reverend just said, I'm Gail Blakeney, and I'm president of the Missionary Society here at Memorial CME Church. Every fifth Sunday is Missionary Day throughout our CME churches, and today I'd like to recognize all of our active members who bear witness and spread the good news of Jesus Christ as we meet the needs of God's people within our congregation and beyond. They are Annie Plump, Vice President, Darylyn Harrington, Treasurer, Jesse Burrell, Janice Campbell, Pamela Carter, Charlene Flowers, Ruth Green, Reverend Patricia Johnson, and Betty Townsend. Thank you, and have a blessed day.
Amen. Amen. Bless you. Bless you. I want to take just a moment also to give someone an opportunity to bring greetings to this body and to this network. This person is a treasure to our church. She's a blessing to our church. And though she had been in the hospital, she said, I wanted to come and give her greetings because God has been so good. So the exhorter, Annette McKinney, amen, who we always hear, she always brings a wonderful song of praise, amen. She is back with us, amen, and she wants to just give a word to the people. So exhorter McKinney, the floor is yours.
Good morning, and God bless each and every one of you, to Reverend Townsend and all the ministers, Mr. Hakeem, and everyone that is listening to the sound of my voice. I want to just put this out in the air. If it had not been for the Lord on my side, I don't know where I'd be. Because you know it was by his grace, his mercy, and his undying love that I'm here. I feel like I'd have been to the pit, but I'm brought up, and I can't thank him enough. If I had 10,000 hands and 10,000 tongues, I could not praise him enough. No, I'm not ready to sing again, but I'm working on it. And I just want to let you know I've been missing in action, but I'm here. I am here, and praise God just by his grace. And I want to tell each and every one of you, I love you. I felt your prayers. Continue to pray. I'm coming. I'm coming. Just, I'll be there. In a minute, y'all hear my voice, but and singing. But I just wanted to tell everybody I'm here. I'm getting well. And I love each and every one of you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. And we love you too. And we're so happy that you are back with us. Amen. And we praise God for your presence. Amen. Amen. Just a quick announcement. Amen. I know yes, ma'am. I know we're moving on in our service, but just remember to the Fuse Memorial, we are having our church conference tomorrow at 12 noon. Amen. It will be a quick church conference, but we need to take care of some business of the church. Amen. And that is tomorrow at 12 noon on our Sunday school line. Amen. Amen and amen. It's a blessing to be here. It's a blessing to be here. If you can look at yourself in the mirror, if you can touch yourself, know that you are blessed. If you can touch your arm, you are blessed. Your legs, you are blessed. It's not by accident. I challenged our Bible study last week to call somebody and tell them that you love them. And I want to extend it. I ask and I challenge each of you to call somebody today that you have not talked to and tell them that you love them. And then you challenge them to do the same thing. Watch how God will move. Amen. We shall now have our altar call by Reverend Patricia Johnson.
Good morning, Lord. Lord, open our hearts with peace, love, hope, and trust. Heal our children and family and make them understand who is in control of their destiny. Protect our family and children from harm and dangers, Lord. Lord, heal the sick in the world and comfort the bereaved family who has lost their loved ones. Give us the strength to understand you and that everything will be all right. Lord, teach our country that hate is not your way. Teach them that you created all people and that you created all of them equally. Help us find the love that you instill in our hearts and that we may be human, better human beings. Lord, hear our prayer on this holy day. Amen.
Amen. Amen. As we are also starting the kickoff of our youth and young adults, I found this young adult here, amen, who is a blessing to me as a friend and a colleague in ministry. I thank God for her, amen, and I have the duty and the honor of presenting our speaker for this hour, Dr. LaTanya Durbiney, is a spirit-filled worshiper of the Most High. She is a dynamic woman of God whose ministry reflects humility, integrity, grace, and transparency. We call her Dr. D, but Dr. D has experience in most areas of service within his church, including but not limited to teaching, administration, worship, dance, and youth leadership. Dr. D has an undeniable prophetic call to equip and empower the body of Christ with an emphasis on contemporary issues, victorious living, and spiritual strategies within the kingdom of God. Her vision is to see the people of God realize their identity in Jesus and take back the dominion that God originally ordained for us. Dr. Durbiney has earned a bachelor's degree in ministerial studies from Trinity Life Bible College, a bachelor's in biological science from UC Davis, a master's degree in educational leadership from California State University in Sacramento, and a doctorate of educational leadership from the University of Southern California. She is also the author of Unapologetic Healing for the Souls of African American Women and Teenage Girls. Dr. Durbiney is a former biomanufacturing chemist of 10 years and a formerly trained educator with more than 15 years' experience of working in urban settings. Her career in education includes serving as a math teacher, a site-level administrator, district-level director, and as an assistant superintendent, and is now the founding executive director of Invictus Leadership Academy. As a mother of one college-age son and the eldest of 13 siblings, Dr. D is also passionate about the creation of educational systems that facilitate the closing of the achievement gap and the equitable outcomes for all students. After the song, the next voice that you would hear will be that of my friend, the spirit-filled woman that's been called by God, the Reverend Dr. Latanya Durbaney. Let's give God a hand clap of praise.
Amen.
Amen. Sister Jessie, will you please bless us with a song?
Amen. I want us all to just close our eyes and just imagine this as I start singing. Walk in the light, beautiful light. Come where the dewdrops of mercy shines bright. Shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus, the light of the world. Walk in the light. Beautiful light. Come where the dewdrops of mercy shines bright. Shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus, the light of the world. Hark the herald angels sing. Jesus, the light of the world. Oh, glory to the newborn King. Jesus, the light of the world. Let me say that again. Hark the herald angels sing. Jesus, the light of the world. Oh, glory to the newborn King. It's Jesus, the light of the world. We will walk in the light, oh, the beautiful light. Yes, come where the dewdrops of mercy shine bright. Shine on around us by day and by night. Jesus, the light of the world. We will walk in the light. Yes, the beautiful light. Come where the dewdrops of mercy shines bright. Shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus, the light of the world. Oh, it's Jesus, the light of Amen.
Amen. And praise the Lord, everybody. It's such an honor. I never take it lightly whenever I am asked to teach and speak to the people of God. I want to give honor to Pastor Dante Townsend. I'm also recognizing Missionary President Gail Blakely, Missionary Vice President Annie Plump. And Pastor Dante, could you please let me know if my sound is sounding anything off? Because otherwise I'm going to roll into this and aim not to be before you guys long. The people of God are so precious that I never take it lightly. I still find myself nervous, even if it's 15 minutes before 5 or an hour before 100. This mission of Christ that we're going to talk about today, I want to thank the sister that gave the testimony and also the sister that read the scripture, because that scripture is the topic for today. That is the scripture for the day. So I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time rereading the scripture, but I am going to take just a moment to a few 30 seconds just to pray one more time. Father God, in the name of Jesus, these are your people. You died for us that we could have this abundant life, Lord God. You even stopped the lives and the intentions of men and women and say, you are going to go into ministry to build these people that I love so much. So Holy Spirit, have your way. May you interpret the words that when it hits the ears of the hearer, that they take it beyond the words that are in the natural that are being said, Lord God, that they can apply it to their lives. May it pierce any barriers in our minds and go directly into our soul. And Lord God, that you would have this word be profitable in the name of Jesus. Get me beside myself because I'm just dirt, and all I can do is repeat what you've told me. And we need you, Holy Spirit, to breathe on the word in Jesus' name. Amen. Out of Matthew, the 16th chapter, I'm starting with verse 13 going down to 20, which was read already, so I won't reread that except to highlight a few things about the mission of Christ. I want to talk about three groups of people and then the implication of the mission that Christ has given, or Christ is, not only to us as people, but his intentions. What is a mission, first of all? Let's just talk about that for a moment. A mission is a formal summary of the aims and values of a company, organization, or an individual. And missions work best with organizations when there's a common understanding of what the mission is that right? I know y'all can say amen if you like, but if not, I'm going to tell you it's a difficult thing when you're in a boat and different people are rowing different ways. There's nothing like dysfunction and disunity to cause a mission to not only be cloudy, but to never be accomplished because somebody thought the mission was for me to be seen, or somebody else thought the mission was for us to make money, and somebody else thought the mission was to be big, and somebody else thought the mission was fill in the blank. I need myself to be recognized. I need status. But when there is a common understanding of what the mission is, it makes it a lot easier for us to find our place to accomplish that mission. So I want to start with a little bit of a question, or maybe a statement, that really our perception of who Jesus is and what he came to do has more to do with our individual revelation of him than of his identity or his true mission. Again, I'm going to say this again. Our perception has more to do with what we think Jesus or who he is and what his mission is than what he actually came to do and his identity. In the scripture, we can see, starting in verse 13, the first group of people I'm going to talk about. Because Jesus asked the question, and if you have your Bibles, you can look in verse 13 so you know I'm not lying to you. He says, who do men say that I, highlight this really, son of man am? He says, who do men say that I, the son of man am? This is the first group of people, men, basically the world, people that are outside looking in, the general public, the world. They perceive Jesus to be a prophet because the answer that was given was, he's one of the prophets. Now, these are awesome men of God. Wise speakers, great sayings, good teachings, can tell you how to live your life, can give you sound advice. And what they said came to pass. So when you're in the first group of people, the mission may be from their perspective that he's a good teacher. He's someone you should listen to. He has wise advice. Is that wrong? No, not at all, because Jesus is the counselor. He's a good shepherd. He is all those things, yes, and he is an absolutely phenomenal teacher, none better than him. But there's more to him. When we get to verse 15, we see the second group of people. And Jesus asks this question in identifying that second group. He says, but whom say ye that I am? Ah, this is interesting. Who is he talking to? He's talking to his disciples. These are people that follow him. This is not just the general public. This is the second group of people. And if you were to ask him who he is, well, first of all, he just told them in verse 13. He says, I am the Son of Man. Amen. He's the Son of Man. But when Jesus asked this question, it was an invitation to his followers. It was an invitation to his followers to discern who had a revelation. Now, this is recorded in two other places, in Mark chapter 8, 27 through 30, and in Luke chapter 9, verses 18 through 21. The same encounter is recorded, and each of the apostles gave their different take on this. But they all agree, absolutely. But in this particular one, we hear, and all three of them, we hear the same thing. But in this particular one, it makes it clear that Jesus tells them in advance he's the Son of Man. But now he wants to know who got the revelation, who got the revelation, because there's an invitation. And so these disciples knew that he was the Son of Man, but he wanted something more than that. Peter finally is recorded as having gotten the revelation. And then we hear from Jesus, oh my God, isn't this wonderful? That after he gives this invitation to say, who is it that got the revelation? And he says, blessed are you, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee. He's saying, I didn't even tell you. I didn't tell you in the first question that I asked. I didn't tell you by the second question that I asked. Clearly, my Father, which is in heaven, gave you this information. So let me tell you something, just like always. Whenever there is a test, there is a prize. I love it. When God asks you a question, get ready, because he's giving you an invitation to do something. So we're talking about three different groups of people. First of all, the men, the world. Who do they say Jesus is? What is his mission? It's surfaced, but it's true. I dare say there's some people in the church that think Jesus is just fire insurance to make certain none of us go to hell. And, of course, nobody wants to do that. And then he gives the second invitation. He says, who do you say? I'm sorry. Is my mic okay? What's wrong?
Yes.
We're good? Okay, amen. You know, just let me know, because I'm a teacher, and I'm having a hard time right now not getting any feedback, but praise Jesus for that, because if I was looking at y'all, I'd be, did you get that? Did you hear me? But anyway, but he gives the invitation to the disciples. Hello?
Yes,
okay, amen. Amen. He gives an invitation to the disciples, and whenever God asks us the question, when he asks a question of us, this is a way of testing us, because it's not that he didn't know the answer already. But the prize that we see that takes place is when Jesus comes back and he says, upon this rock I will, and I love this part, I will build my church. He didn't say, you get to build my church. He says, I will build my church upon this very truth, understanding who he is. Because he says, thou art the Christ. Now, the Christ is a loaded word. It means Messiah. It means anointed one. It means the Son of the living God. It means he literally was God incarnate in the flesh. Now, notice before, when Jesus calls himself the Son of Man, he's saying that he's human. He's saying that, yeah, he was born of flesh, but Simon Peter understood. He got a revelation for a particular reason. I want to highlight this, because when I talk about these three different people, these three different groups of people had a different understanding of the mission of Jesus based upon where they fell in the groups. There are some things that you can't learn in a group. There are some things that can be learned in a group, but there are other things that can only be learned alone. sometimes we have to not be so angry or upset when we get isolated or when God pulls us to the side and we aren't in the same level, in the same groupings as we have been before. There are some things you can only get by yourself. This revelation that Peter got was he got it as an individual. You can learn, you can hear something and know it. But when you get the revelation, it's when that word becomes truth in your heart. The hardest 5, or I should say almost 8 inches to travel is from the head to the heart, where you really get and understand beyond a shadow of a doubt that he is Jehovah Rapha, the God who heals. I heard the sister say, I'm not ready to sing yet, but I'm on my way. There's something about when you get that real revelation about who God is and you apply it in your life that you're able to actually exercise who he is. That revelation of who he is now becomes able to be expressed. But I have this question that pops up in my mind. But why Peter? Why was it Peter who got it? I would think that John should have been the one that got it. He was the one that laid on the bosom of Jesus. Why wasn't it one of his brothers? Why wasn't it someone else? I have something to submit. It wasn't because Peter was just Peter, and Peter got the revelation because he was the one that was supposed to get it. I dare say something. There's something about hunger that attracts God. There's something about pursuing and wanting to know more of going in and saying, wait a minute, let's really think about this and questioning and going before God in prayer, that he answers that. And so I just want to leave this little thought with you, that Jesus said he would build his church. This absolutely is his mission. That has always been his mission. It's been his mission in 1 A.D., and in 2021 A.D. is his mission. But if you can bear it, I would like to share this little prophetic word. We have had a time of unprecedented shutdown in the body of Christ, not because the church no longer assembled, even if it was done virtually, because the church was forced to assemble virtually in some places. And in some places, there's been a neglecting of the altar that physically resides within the church house, the building, if you will. But there is coming a releasing, obviously.
Amen, amen. We have some technical difficulties, but we are back, amen. Dr. D, you may continue.
You know, I love opposition because that lets you know that you are over the target. Whenever you receive fire and stuff just gets to going crazy, you know that you must be over target. So, amen, praise Jesus. So, as I was saying, there is coming, and right now there's an invitation that all of you that are on the line are receiving from God himself saying, he wants to use you because he's going to build the church. But what he gave Peter was keys. He gave Peter keys because he had a revelation. I just want to ask you something. During this time of shutdown, how have you been challenged? During this time of shutdown, what kind of questions has the Lord God Almighty been asking you about who he is? What has God shown you and even tested you in terms of there was a challenge and then God met it? Was he Jireh to you? Did he provide? Was he your peacekeeper? what did he do during this season? Did he do things? I know there's some of us, like, during the shutdown, I just want to testify for 5 seconds. Yes, I got a house during this time, opened a school during this time, in a time that a lot of people were going through a lot of financial struggles. I can know beyond a shadow of a doubt he is definitely a provider. I would like to explain to you that in this invitation, God is saying, Peter, I'm going to give you these keys. And this just made me just almost shout. And I just want to share this little part with y'all from this scripture, from verse 18 and 19. He says, upon this rock, I will build my church. We know it's Jesus doing the building, not us. The church is not only his bride, but it's also his body. Amen. But he's going to build his own body, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. I will give unto thee, the one who gets the revelation, whatever that revelation is, he's going to give you keys. What do keys represent? Authority. Authority that in the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Now, in the Greek, heaven is plural. And what it's saying is that whatever you bind in the first, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in the first heaven, which is that blue sky above us, in the second heaven where the angels and the demons fight, and in the third heaven where God resides. We thank you, Lord, that we're seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. What he's saying is, I'm giving you authority, exousia, based upon relationship, based upon revelation, versus not power, but authority. Authority always trumps power. And I'm going to stop right here because I said I was going to stay within a certain time frame. But I want to just really highlight this. Peter was given keys from the kingdom of heaven. A kingdom is a place where a king has dominion. And the King of Kings, we know the Lord all God Almighty, when he gives us one of his keys, and he says, I am giving you a key that whatever you bind up right here is bound, period, as if I did it, because it's one of my keys. We are entering a time, as I close, of growth for the church. Each of those that are listening, God is inviting you into a revelation that will increase our capacity to grow his body and his bride. And with that, I just want to close with this prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, for those that are listening, I ask that you would increase every spiritual gift, every capacity, and even for divine opportunities and alignments and assignments that will allow us to build the body. Avenge us of our adversary and even of the time that we have been in isolation. But Lord God, we thank you for the isolation that allows us to receive the revelation for impartation. And Father, you are so faithful. We thank you, Holy Spirit, have your way. And again, I pray that as they meditate and think on the things that we have experienced during the season of shutdown, and as everything begins to reopen, as it's being forcibly trying to be reopened even by those in authority, that Holy Spirit, you keep everybody safe, because you really are a healer, you are a keeper, and you're God Almighty. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Bless you, bless you, bless you. Thank you, Dr. D, for that wonderful
amen.
Word and to remind us about the mission of Christ. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank
amen.
You. Amen. Minister Kyle.
Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for sending Dr. D to bring us that message. It was extremely anointing, and it was extremely inspiring to challenge us to really learn the true depths and the true layers of the mission of Christ and what he truly came to do. I see him as the savior of humanity. I see him as being just a true friend, a true teacher, and just one of a kind. He's matchless. That's why we say in the matchless name of Jesus, he is matchless. None can match him. But at this time, I want to invite those who are listening that listen to this message. If you haven't really opened yourself up to the possibility of having Jesus in your life, I would like to extend this invitation for you to accept Jesus as your Lord and your Savior. And I tell you, it will ultimately, and there are some people that can testify to that, Jesus will ultimately change your life if you allow him. Pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I thank you for being who you are. Lord, I believe that you lived. I believe that you died and that you rose again on the third day, all just for me. Now I ask you to be the Lord of my life. I ask that you forgive me of my sins, known and unknown. I ask that you clean me from the inside out and that you accept me into your royal family. I thank you, I honor you, and I love you. In your name, Jesus Christ's name, I pray. Amen. Now, if you prayed that prayer and you sincerely meant it in your heart, I have good news for you. Salvation is now yours. And if you were to die, just hypothetically, if you were to die at this very moment, you would go to heaven. Now that, my friend, is incredible news. Incredible news. Now I encourage you to find a Bible-based church. I encourage you to bless them not only with your presence, but I encourage you to bless them financially, grow with them spiritually, and watch how God will transform your entire life. May God bless you. May he keep you. And may he truly make a difference in your life.
And we should now have our doxology with Brother Tony Spencer.
Praise the Lord. God be with you. God be with you. God be with you until we meet again. God be with you. God be with you. God be with you until we meet again. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Tony. Amen. It is a true blessing. Amen. Again, I want to thank you, Dr. Nivani, Dr. D, for that wonderful spirit-filled message. Amen. I got it. Amen. I got it. Amen. And I know everyone else did too. Amen. And on behalf of the Fuse Memorial Christian Methodist Episcopal Church, we always extend greetings and blessings and miraculous breakthroughs, amen, because that's the God that we serve, to the lives of those who made all of this possible. Sister Michelle and Brother Hakim, we thank you.
Pleasure, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. At this moment, I yield to the Reverend Dr. Latanya DeBiney as she blesses us with the benediction.
Well, I just want to, again, just
graciously thank you all for the opportunity to share what God has given. As you guys go forward with your week, may God show you even all the more how you specifically have been gifted to build the body of Christ and that your effectiveness would increase. God bless each and every last one of you. I thank you for those that were praying along for me and with me, that we all would be better having been spending this time together in the presence of God. May you all be blessed.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
We are signing off. May you have a blessed day and tell somebody that you love them. Until next week, again, God bless you.
God bless you.
Be there.